Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Russia continuing to target Ukrainian cities, and Ukraine is targeting Russia's oil. President Trump now calling on NATO countries to add sanctions against Russia, saying the U.S. will also join. ABC's Mary Bruce has details.
He's also demanding NATO members stop buying Russian oil and gas. For weeks, the president has threatened Russia with economic consequences, but never followed through, blowing past his own deadlines.
Authorities in Utah say Tyler Robinson, the suspect in the fatal shooting of conservatives, activist Charlie Kirk could be formally charged as soon as tomorrow. A motive for the killing still unknown. Vice President J.D. Vance today serving as host for Kirk's weekly podcast, calling Kirk a friend. Maureen Comey has filed a lawsuit claiming her firing as U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York was unlawful and unconstitutional. Comey, the daughter of former FBI Director James Comey, called the firing by President Trump and the Justice Department politically motivated. This is ABC News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. There's another candidate in the race for governor. Madison State Senator Kelda Royes is throwing her hat in the ring. Royes first entered Wisconsin politics more than 15 years ago. She served two terms in the Assembly and was elected to the State Senate in 2021. In office, she's championed women's health care rights, criminal justice reform, and fixing income inequality. In a campaign video released this morning, she focused on those issues.
In the Assembly, I helped 80,000 Wisconsinites finally get affordable health care. In the Senate, I worked with nurses to pass a bipartisan law repealing outdated regulations and expanding health care options for rural communities.
As a woman, I know what it's like to experience a physical examination, to go to a gynecologist's office. I know what that's like. And if you guys want to regulate this in this body, then you can stand here and listen to me speak about it.
Here's what Royes told Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman just after Governor Tony Evers announced he'd retire.
My whole goal is to think about what we can do to best serve Wisconsin. And that, to me, that means making sure that we elect Democrats up and down the ticket, because the stakes are just incredibly high. We have to protect our people from what the Republican regime is doing in Washington, and we have to help build a state where there's opportunity and fairness for everyone, no matter who you are or where you're from.
This is not her first time running for governor. Roy's first attempt was in 2018. So far, she's up against Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. That's on the Democratic side. Two Republicans have declared their candidacy, Washington County Executive Josh Shoman and businessman Bill Berrien. We've got 11 months until the primary next August, and the election is over a year away next November. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Another Brewer injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers clinched a playoff spot over the weekend, but lost to the Cards yesterday 3-2. Pitcher Jose Quintana giving up three runs in the second. Pat Murphy says Quintana was dealing with an injury.
Jose leaving with a calf injury is, you know, that's alarming with how injured we already are in the bullpen and on the mound.
The Brewers have the night off before playing the Angels tomorrow night. A report says the Brewers could be playing the Braves in the Little League Classic in Pennsylvania next year in August. MLB says an announcement coming soon. NFL, after having the weekend off, the Packers head to Cleveland this week to play the Browns. College football, Badgers to host the Maryland Terrapins on Saturday. They lost in Alabama 38-14.
We knew we had to come out here in the first half in particular and play solid, play poised, play confident. It's exactly opposite of what we did.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. It will continue to feel like summer for much of this week. Sunny skies expected for today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Plenty of sunshine again on Tuesday, a high of 84. You guessed it, more of the same on Wednesday. Sunny with a high of 84. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this nonstop overwhelming news. Tom, thanks for calling. What's up?
Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely, but bring this back to mental health and suddenly we feel able to pound through this without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
We're joined at 5 p.m. by Wisconsin Democratic gubernatorial candidate Ryan Sternad. We dig into why he's running and what he proposes for Wisconsin's future.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Madison and 92.7 WMDX, both weird in the best way.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is the former chief of staff for the Department of Homeland Security, tech and security expert, author of A Warning by Anonymous and Blowback, Miles Taylor. One of the Substack newsletters that I actually look forward to getting and always read is called Treason with Miles Taylor. Treason.io is the website for it, I believe. Miles, welcome to the program. Do I have that right?
Great to be with you, my friend. Yes, you can find me at treason.io or treason on Substack. And boy, is this a time to be talking about the subject of free speech, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And in fact, your newsletter today, or maybe it was yesterday, civil war, no, but the censorship war has begun, is pretty damn startling stuff. You want to lay it out for us?
Well, yeah, I mean, even since I published that, the news story continues to develop. I mean, you know, taking us back a couple of days, of course, in the wake of the killing of Charlie Kirk, we saw Donald Trump come forward and instead of unite the country, he's talked about how he wants to go dismantle left-wing organizations. He just said today that left-leaning organizations are the scum and are the reason that this happened, even though we're still getting conflicting reports about the ideological motivations of the shooter, of some folks noting that he appears to have been a groiper. So rather than a left-wing individual, may have been a far-right individual. But regardless, in the wake of Trump's exhortation to go after left-leaning organizations, we have since seen the official levers of power turn towards censoring individuals who may have expressed offensive views in response to the killing of Charlie Kirk, but certainly haven't done things that are illegal. And that includes the Defense Department announcing that they're going to go after any service members who made signs of disrespect in the wake of the killing. We saw the State Department, the Deputy Secretary of State, announce that the visas of foreign visitors in the United States or immigrants who posted things derogatory about Charlie Kirk could see their visas revoked. But this has gotten a lot bigger even in the past few hours. We've now seen multiple members of Congress try to crowdsource evidence of their own constituents who have potentially said things derogatory towards Charlie Kirk in the wake of the killing so that they can have people's licenses revoked, so that they can get them fired from their jobs. And the last thing I'll add is just in the past couple of days, a website has sprung up to take screenshots of any negative posts people have written on social media about Charlie Kirk. So likewise, they can be crowdsourced in their efforts to cancel those folks. So again, I'll go back to there's a deep irony here, which of course is that Charlie Kirk, whatever the motivations of the shooter, was killed because of his views, and the response, unfortunately, from the right, rather than to defend free speech, has been to try to go to silence progressive voices around the country. And I'm worried that that campaign is really going to pick up steam in the coming weeks.
Yeah, and when Charlie Kirk would go to campuses, particularly in the early years of TPUSA, at Turning Point USA, when he had just gotten the funding from the 10 very, very wealthy people who kind of launched his organization, I guess, when colleges would try to keep him off or people would object, his
cry would be, what happened to free speech? You know, so it's pretty astonishing. You noted the Congressman Clay Higgins from Louisiana, Republican, wants to ban for life every post or commenter that belittled the assassination, et cetera. It's pretty wild stuff. You had also talked about let me change this question just a little bit. You yourself have been the victim of Donald Trump. I mean, you know, he named you in an executive order. He's got the government coming after you. I wrote a piece that was published this morning on Substack talking about how, you know, if Charlie Kirk or Tom Hartman or somebody else, you know, in the media says something, you know, calls somebody a name or, you know, whatever, threatens some, you know, suggests somebody should be in jail, that's one thing. We don't have any power. But if the president of the United States or somebody who has the weapons of power, the head of the FBI, the head of the Department of Justice, whatever, says the same thing, these are people who actually have the power of life and death, have the power to take people down, have the power to destroy lives. What's it like on your end from having been on the receiving end of this awesome power of government?
Well, Tom, I've got to tell you, it is an extraordinary thing. And this is the type of thing folks like you and I have observed and talked about and wrote about in foreign countries, but never in the way that I've experienced it here. I mean, I will say that being on the president's blacklist, being named in an executive order for a federal investigation because I criticized the president for years, has dismantled almost every aspect of my life. My business was destroyed in the wake of it. We have, of course, had to grapple with the need for an army of different lawyers to deal with the potential avenues that this could take with the administration. But there's the very real security threats, the same type of security threats that Charlie Kirk talked about getting while he was out there speaking around the country. But the difference, of course, here is it's not a random American that's threatening me. It's the president of the United States accusing me of being guilty of the highest crime envisioned in the U.S. Code, treason, a crime punishable by death, which, of course, is why I named this Substack Treason, is because it's very much my view that if free speech is now considered traitorship in the United States, then consider me a traitor. You know, that's not how I view free speech. That's not how the founders viewed it. But that's the side I'm going to be on if that's how dissent is treated. But, you know, I'll say as recently, Tom, as this morning, I was on the phone with lawyers and preparing to get on the phone with law enforcement because of very vile threats we have received in the wake of all of this, including threats not just to me, but to my wife, to my young daughter. That's something that continues. And keep in mind, it was April that the president issued this executive order against me. We are now in the month of September, and we are still grappling with very urgent security concerns here in our family. And that has meant that places that I was going to go speak at in the balance of this year, I can no longer appear at in person. I've had speeches at universities canceled and pulled down, public remarks pulled down, because the security concerns are too grave. That's what happens when your own government puts a crosshair on your back.
I'm so sorry to hear that. You wrote, Trump is creating the deep state he decried. Can you explain?
You know, this is something that I hope that people share with their friends and family, because I'll tell you, I think one of the most compelling ways to persuade people to move away from the MAGA movement or distance themselves from the far right turn of the Republican Party is just to point out some of the hypocrisies. One of them, of course, is what we are seeing right now when it comes to freedom of speech. The party that claims that it had been censored, that decried censorship, is now apparently mounting an active campaign to go censor Americans that don't agree with the president's worldview. That's one hypocrisy people should point out. But a second is what you just mentioned, Tom, which is that Donald Trump spent the better part of a decade campaigning and trying to govern on this notion that the federal government was run by a secret cabal of employees, unaccountable civil servants who were conspiring to thwart the president of the United States and who were pulling the strings of government from within the bowels of government. That idea, the deep state, was a false idea. It didn't exist, okay? As someone who served his whole career in government, there was not a secret club or cabal or people with, you know, insignias and tattoos quietly controlling the government as a deep state. What there was, and what I witnessed in the first Trump administration, is there absolutely was a cadre of civil servants with consciences who were loosely disconnected and who would regularly say no when the administration asked them to do things that were illegal. I don't mean lawful orders. I don't mean things presidents are allowed to do. But when Trump tried to do things that were unconstitutional and illegal, those civil servants would speak truth to power and say, I can't break the law. We want that in any administration. So there was no deep state. But now that Trump is set about dismantling this deep state that never exists, there is a deep irony here and a deep hypocrisy, which is that he has created one. And the way I've laid this out, Tom, is I think there's sort of a two-part plan here. Part one you've already seen very, very publicly, and that has been the administration's efforts to purge agencies that the president sees as disloyal or which don't align with his worldview. And you've seen that from the deletion of agencies like USAID to the gutting of agencies like the National Weather Service or the CDC, a vast array of organizations. We've seen tens of thousands of civil servants fired from the government. But that's just part one, is the purge. Part two is that Donald Trump is actively creating his own deep state. Why? He's not just leaving those jobs unfilled and banking the government savings. He is backfilling those jobs with loyalists that they are recruiting into the administration, not into political jobs that disappear when the president becomes a pumpkin in 2028, but jobs where those people will remain in government and remain loyal to a MAGA agenda. That's what's really concerning to me. And there's nowhere it's more obvious than in federal law enforcement. We are seeing a massive expansion of ICE into the nation's largest law enforcement agency. And we are seeing the purge at the FBI turn towards the hiring of agents that clearly have an ideological bent. They are lowering the standards at these organizations. They are actively targeting on social media people with a certain ideological worldview that aligns with MAGA and trying to build an actual deep state inside the federal government that will advance Donald Trump's agenda even when he's gone. That is hypocritical. That is ironic. That is something I think is really important for people to point out, is there was never a deep state until Donald Trump created one.
Miles Taylor is the former chief of staff for the Department of Homeland Security, a tech and security expert, the author of A Warning by Anonymous and Blowback, and also his Substack newsletter. Get over to Substack and just type in treason or Miles Taylor, you'll find it. Or you can go to treason.io. It's just extraordinary. And Miles Taylor on Blue Sky. Miles, thanks so much for dropping by. It's great meeting you. Thank you very much for sharing your story with us.
Thanks for what you do, Tom.
My pleasure. Thank you. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So now the FBI is doing loyalty tests. I'll tell you about that after the break and pick up your calls. Stay with us. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and diffuse that biological. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The American Bar Association has issued a final report and recommendations from its ABA Task Force for American Democracy. The report calls for major reform to elections, civics education, and the role of lawyers in defending constitutional governance. The project was chaired by former U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson, a Democrat, and former U.S. Federal Judge J. Michael Luttig, a Republican. Among several reforms, the report calls for substantial state and federal investments in K-12 civics education. It recommends establishing citizen-led independent redistricting commissions to reduce the partisan and racial gerrymandering unfolding right now in Texas and other states. It encourages states to adopt open primaries, ranked choice voting, or fusion voting to reduce polarization and increase accountability. The report also calls for expanding automatic and same-day registration, standardizing early and mail voting procedures, and an election day holiday. For election workers, the report calls for depoliticizing selection of election officials and setting professional standards and codes of responsibility. It also calls for stronger protections of those workers and the funding to support it. For lawyers, ABA recommends more law school training and continuing ed on election law and affirming lawyers' responsibility to uphold the rule of law. We've linked the full report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be maggots. They'll trade in the facts for conspiracies and swagger. They'd rather blame immigrants, science, and books than take a hard look at the mess in their nooks. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be maggots. Don't let them wear red hats or chant for New Orleans. Make them read history, learn empathy too. Not just post memes from their Uncle Jim's view. They love their big rallies. They're slow.
23 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So, Brian Driscoll is, his name is not a household word, but at the end of the Biden administration, There were basically two people who were running the FBI. You had Christopher Wray, who had been running the FBI for quite some time, who I was not all that fond of, but whatever. In fact, I think he was a holdover from the last Trump administration, if I'm recalling correctly. I mean, the whole point is the FBI is not supposed to be politicized, right? And he knew, Chris Wray knew, that Trump was going to fire him as soon as he came into office. And so the day before Trump was inaugurated, on January 19th of this year, he said, that's it, I'm out of here. He resigned. Which meant that his number two guy, Brian Driscoll, became the acting director of the FBI. So Trump comes in, and his guy says, we're gonna interview this guy. This is the White House DOJ transition liaison, a 29-year-old political appointee by the name of Paul Ingrassia. So he sits down with Brian Driscoll and says, okay, we're basically, words to the effect of, we're trying to decide whether to keep you on as FBI director or not. And so Driscoll is expecting, you know, well, what do you think about, you know, what's the best way to do policing, or how do we deal with criminals who do this or that or whatever? Instead, these are the questions that were asked. Who did you vote for in the last election? And Brian Driscoll says, that's none of your damn business. And then he said, when did you start supporting President Trump? And Driscoll said, that's none of your damn business. And he said, have you voted for a Democrat in the last five elections? Now, these are the questions that they're asking a guy who works at the FBI, has spent his entire career at the FBI, been there 20 years. Who did you vote? Have you voted for a Democrat in the last five elections? Here's the kicker. Do you agree that the FBI agents who stormed Mar-a-Lago should be held accountable? To that question, Brian Driscoll actually said, accountable? Those guys were operating on a legal warrant issued by an actual judge, and they were just doing their jobs. And that answer and his refusal to answer the other questions got him fired. This is not how you are supposed to run a government. This is how you run an authoritarian state. This is how you run a dictatorship. Dictatorships are, you know, the essence of a dictatorship is that everybody has to salute the dictator. Everybody has to go along with the dictator. You can't criticize the dictator. You can't challenge the dictator. You have to say, yes, I love, Mr. Putin is my man. You know, you've got to, if you challenge the dictator, you are in deep trouble. This is not, these people are not understanding American history.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the Wellness Company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stocked with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over a million Americans, and it pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for an urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose, rather than trying to wait it out. You need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. It took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of The Wellness Company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, WGBW afternoon host and actor Eric Westfall joins in studio. Then Mental Health Warrior Film Festival founder Max Blaska joins. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Metro Transit drivers now have a contract. They've been working without one all year. The city announced a deal that includes 3% yearly raises and a one-time bonus to keep up with inflation. It also includes increased collaboration with the union over work conditions and ensuring every driver has access to PPE. Plus, city officials say they'll build off of recent efforts to ensure safe work environments. This comes at a time when we've seen an increase and attacks on Metro Transit drivers. There have been at least 5 of them in 2025. About 400 drivers and mechanics are represented by Teamsters 120, and they overwhelmingly approve this new contract. 95% of members voted yes. Union leaders called it a hard-won victory, saying this is the best contract in decades. And lawmakers are trying to ensure more Wisconsinites get Packers games on cable. Lisa Hale reports.
A couple of Wisconsin lawmakers from opposite sides of the political divide have come together for a cause close to the hearts of Wisconsinites, the Green Bay Packers. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Congressman Tony Weed have introduced the Go Pack Go Act, designed to allow Packers fans in Wisconsin, no matter where they live, to watch the Pack play on television. Over 400,000 people living in Wisconsin counties are considered either a part of Minnesota or Michigan television markets, so they end up watching either the Lions or the Vikings games instead of the Packers if the games are scheduled at the same time. The Go Pack Go Act would require cable and satellite companies to give Wisconsin subscribers access to games from a Wisconsin market.
This is the third time Baldwin has introduced this bill. The other two times, it didn't go anywhere. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. It will continue to feel like summer for much of this week. Sunny skies expected for today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Plenty of sunshine again on Tuesday, a high of 84. You guessed it, more of the same on Wednesday. Sunny with a high of 84. Currently, it's 81.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend news and sports headlines and discuss Suicide Awareness Month and why the rates keep going up in the state of Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Hello. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites are the sleep gummies. They really work when you need a good night's sleep. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 25% off. At cbdistillery.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. cbdistillery.com.
Grew up in the suburbs, not the Appalachia frontier. J.D. Vance, you're just a tale they sell. While real folks struggle in a system built to fail. It's a J.D. Vance LG.
Donald Trump says that the assassination of Charlie Kirk is because of the radical left. The radical left is causing all these problems. It's the lefties in America. It's the Democrats. We've got to deconstruct the Democratic Party. We've got to take apart Democratic organizations. Quack, 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 quack. So 2018 was how many years ago? What, 7 years ago, as I recall? 7 years ago? Yeah, I think so. So there have been 31 targeted political murders or attempted murders since 2018. Let's look at them. Who was responsible for these 31 targeted political murders? In 2018, Caesar Sayoc sent bombs to Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Maxine Waters. He was a registered Republican and a Trump supporter. In 2020, 13 men attempted to punish Michigan's Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer, for enforcing COVID lockdown measures. All were far-right extremists. By the way, my source for this is Alan Austin's piece over on Daily Kos. It's titled, "None of the Last 31 Political Attacks Was by Anyone from the Left. Not one. We can count them." Ray Den Hollander murdered human rights lawyer Mark Angelucci in July of 2020, then tried to kill District Judge Esther Salas, but succeeded instead in murdering her son and seriously wounding her husband. He was a far-right Trump supporter. In 2022, February 2022, Quintez Brown attempted to kill the Democratic mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, Craig Greenberg. Brown was motivated by black nationalism, pan-Africanism, and revolutionary socialism. So, okay, you've got your first lefty there. In October of 2022, David DePapp seriously injured Paul Pelosi with a hammer while seeking to kill House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi. DePapp was a far-right Trump supporter. In December of 2020, Solomon Pina paid gunmen to attack the houses of Democratic state lawmakers in New Mexico. He's a Republican, a registered Republican, and a former candidate for office as a Republican. In August of 2023, Craig Robinson was shot and killed by FBI agents while being arrested for threats against President Joe Biden. Robinson was an extreme right-winger and an Army veteran. Donald Trump himself was targeted at a July 2024 rally. The shooter, Thomas Crooks, killed one attendee, injured three others. He was a registered Republican. Another attempt on Trump's life was made by Trump voter Ryan Ruth in September 2024. His trial is still ongoing. In April of 2025, Cody Ballmer attempted to kill Pennsylvania's Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro in an arson attack. Ballmer was a Trump supporter. The Democratic Speaker of the Minnesota House of Representatives, Ms. Melissa Hortman, and her husband Mark Hortman were killed by avid Trump supporter and registered Republican Vance Bolter in June of 2025. Bolter then tried to murder John Hoffman and his wife, seriously injured them. And lastly, Charlie Kirk was killed by Tyler Robinson. And to this day, to this moment, we still don't really know what Robinson's motivations were. So here you have 31 targeted political murders or attempted murders since 2018, 24 perpetrators. One of them was a lefty. All the rest were Republicans, and the vast majority of them were not just Republicans, but avid Trump supporters. So, you know, spare me the phony outrage and indignation. Yes, we have a serious problem in this country with too many guns. Yes, we have a serious problem in this country with political violence. Violence is no way to solve any political problem. But let's be clear about where it's coming from and has been, you know, since the days of Tim McVeigh. Since then. All right, what's on your mind? Let's pick up some calls here. Kay in Novato, California. Hey, Kay, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Just a comment and then two questions. The lack of youth at rallies and protests is obvious. Now wondering, is Turning Point the reason? Who and where is the representation of the left, and is there any on college campuses?
Yeah, this is one of the problems. When Charlie Kirk started Turning Points USA, 10 very, very wealthy individuals stepped forward and poured millions of dollars into the thing. He's raised something, I understand, is something on the order of $400 million since he started. He's got big money behind him, or had. He's no longer with us. I don't know, and I'm pretty wired into these things, I don't know of any rich people who are supporting any progressive causes. You know, Ben Shapiro, same deal. You know, he had, you know, rich right wingers who helped launch his career. I just, you know, there's literally no equivalent infrastructure on the left. You've got the structure that the Koch brothers put together with ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, where in state after state after state, Republican legislators get together with lobbyists to write legislation. Nothing like that on the left. You've got state policy centers that were funded by the Koch brothers back in the days in all 50 states. There's literally nothing like that on the left. You've got, I noticed in my mail, I've got stuff coming from Hillsborough College today, you know, right-wing college that is doing outreach all across the world. You've got Prager University. There's nothing like either of those things, any of these things on the left. The problem, I think, is all this AstroTurf stuff on the right is being responded to as if it was genuine grassroots stuff, and it's not. And I don't know if I answered your question, but I think young people are turning out. I just think that I have noticed this too at a lot of these rallies that there's people, you know, boomers basically, and that's a generation that protested in Vietnam, so it makes sense that they would be. Right. You know, not just willing to show up in the streets, but practiced at it. So, but yeah. Kay, I got no easy answer for you beyond that observation. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Well, yeah, Tom, let's go back to the list. I would make exceptions with just two of those. I don't consider the...
Paul, I need you to get a little closer to your microphone, if you could, please. I'm having a...
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Charlie Kirk's, I don't consider that to be an assassination. All of the people on that list that you just read, except for one, the lawyer, are political office holders. Charlie Kirk doesn't hold the lowest office, political or otherwise, elected or appointed. Just because he is a leading voice of hatred and bigotry and racism on the right doesn't make it an assassination. So here's the question. Why does one bullet from one gun, from one guy to another, is a political assassination when most of the time it's somebody on a rooftop with an AR-15 shooting dozens and dozens of people, and that's mental illness? Okay, so he, by the way, which the guy could have done, and he didn't. Yeah. All right, so yeah. Then we hear about, by Saturday afternoon, casting this guy as a lefty through the voice of Utah Governor Spencer Cox.
Right.
None of what he said came from law enforcement. And by the way, why the hell is the FBI in on this case? This is a state murder case, Washington County, Utah. It's not a federal case. as I said, because it's not a federal, it's a state crime, and there are no federal politicians involved. So, you know, I don't know why Democrats feel like we have to fall all over ourselves to apologize and say, we roundly condemn it. Unequivocally can condemn this political violence when, but for the last 20 years, Tom, gun policy in this country has been totally and exclusively that of the Republican Party and a corrupt Supreme Court. So it's not, you know, the fact that when something happens and it goes wrong, I don't immediately raise my hand and say, I didn't do it. If I didn't do it, I don't say anything.
Yeah,
I mean, it kind of.
I want to argue semantics with you, Paul. I think that anybody who gets killed, particularly for the things that they say or believe, I don't think assassination is the wrong word. I think it's. I get your point that this was a state crime, and why is the FBI there? Obviously, the FBI is there because the whole the Trump administration has politicized the FBI, and they're using the FBI to help turn Charlie into a martyr and all that. Yeah, I get that. But, we do have to condemn political violence. And I made this point earlier that it seems to, maybe you didn't hear it, it seems to me that political violence comes in like three phases. You start out with elected officials getting assassinated, and this is something that, goes back to Lincoln and before, I suppose. And by the way, we saw these three phases in the run-up to the Civil War. And then you find high-profile people who are not elected officials getting assassinated, people who are newspaper editors, people who are commentators, people who are, television radio personalities, whatnot, getting assassinated. And Charlie Kirk falls into that category. That's like stage two. And then stage three is when people start killing each other. And that's when you're in a civil war, or you're on the precipice of a civil war. And so Charlie Kirk being assassinated is a major escalation in the direction of civil war, in my opinion. And that's, I think, why the media is so hysterical about it, is because they're all looking around going, that could have been me. I'm out in front of the public all the time.
Well, it's as politicized as the governor of Utah has made it. And the one way you can tell that all of this about the profile of this suspect is made up to him is that he says the suspect is not cooperating. He has not confessed. Well, why the hell would he? He hasn't even been charged yet. If he's planning to plead not guilty, you wouldn't confess, would you?
I can't speak to that. I've never been in that situation. But I probably not. Paul, thank you for the call. 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be back with your call. Stay with us. How many beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and even your dark spot reducers. Louisa's been using Vibrant Super C Serum for a while now. She uses it every night. She swears by it, and she's noticed a real difference in how her skin looks. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, Vibrance.com/Tom.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Are you an entertainer, the star of the show, or do you like business and growing an enterprise? Maybe you prefer computers and electronics or engineering. Jobs in these fields and many more are available right now in the exciting field of radio and TV broadcasting. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and WMDX, part of the Civic Media Radio Network, invite you to the WBA Career Fair, Wednesday, September 17th, 10 a.m. at Madison Marriott West in Middleton. Radio and TV professionals from around the state will be there to meet with you and talk about the many exciting opportunities in broadcasting. There's a lot more to radio and TV than being on camera or behind a microphone. There are also jobs in engineering and technical support, office management, clerical work, sales and computer applications, marketing and graphic design, and so much more. Come see all the exciting opportunities available in broadcasting at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Career Fair, Wednesday, September 17th at 10 a.m. at Madison Marriott West in Middleton. Call 800-236-1922 or wi-broadcasters.org.
Come.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Orwell's warning, straight from the page. They're twisting the future, rewriting the age. History's burning, truth's under ban. Welcome, my friends, to Magistan.
Loyalty. 2 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. CJ in Stoughton, Wisconsin. Hey, CJ, what's on your mind today?
Well, thank you for taking my call, Tom. I appreciate it. Well, let's start with this. There's no one side that owns political assassinations and violence. So it's really upsetting to hear anyone point the finger. But can I say, as a Christian, I was at church yesterday, and the reach out by young kids for something positive is exponential already. We saw it in... I've heard this, that 37,000 plus requests for new chapters across the United States and world for Turning Point USA. Mm-hmm. And I'm encouraged by that. You know, it's sad to see where this has gone. Charlie Kirk, I saw him twice. I saw him in Madison, Wisconsin here about a year ago. There was about 1,500 to 2,000 kids there, and he took on all comers that disagreed with him. And I don't agree with everything he says, just like I don't agree with everything close to it, but not everything that my party does. You know, so I think, yes, we have to somber this down, and it's sad to see it's gotten to this point. But I am encouraged by the young kids reaching out for something positive. And that's what Charlie Kirk fought for. And I hate it when I hear people say, you know, he didn't believe in the word empathy. You know, play and read the whole quote. Research people. Don't live by someone else's reference or little snippet of their lives.
Well, what was the context when he said that he thought that empathy was I don't recall the exact words of the quote. Maybe you can tell us, where he said something like empathy is poison, or empathy is, you know, stupid or unnecessary.
It's a newly created word, and he believes in sympathy.
Empathy is not a newly created
being helped for their conditions, but though some of those can be changed, empathy is a newly created word, and he feels it makes people weak. He wants people to see the good in other people, and I believe, like I believe a lot of Republicans, there needs to be a safety net, but we shouldn't be paying trillions of dollars for undocumented immigrants who broke the law into our country. And we're giving Social Security debit cards, and we found out what the previous administration believed in was open borders, and I believe the long term was for votes.
Yeah.
And that's not what our country's about.
All right. Number one, people
you
who are undocumented in this country
every
are not.
Time I've called you, sir.
CJ, undocumented people in this country are not getting Social Security benefits, and they are not voting. And Joe Biden was not in favor of open borders. In fact, he dramatically reduced the number of people coming across
Tom,
the border from the Trump years.
You need to look at
with the
exception
numbers. Of 2020.
You can see it on a graph.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's simply false.
Those numbers that you're quoting, CJ, I've seen the graphs. Those numbers you're quoting are arrests at the border. Joe Biden arrested a lot of people and sent them back.
How about this one, Tom? How about
Barack Obama deported more people in each one of his years than Donald Trump did?
How about the 300,000 of unattended children that showed up on our border that now we've lost? We've found about 30,000 of them so far since Trump took office, because they actually care where these kids were released to.
Well, then where are the 1,000 children that Trump separated from his families back when he thought that this would be a cool way to discourage people from coming to America? And they're still missing. They were trafficked into these pop-up Christian adoption agencies that then just vanished into the mist.
Tom, really, I think you and I are on the same thing, but... Or I think we want the same thing.
Yeah, hopefully, CJ. Hopefully. CJ, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, but it's the end of the show and I'm out of time. I just have to stop it here. But thank you for the call. And I always appreciate a rational conversation. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag. You're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
So you just got back from your summer vacation, right? Maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, ZYPPAH.com, and using the code PINK, or text my first name, Tom, that's THOM, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa.com and using the code PINK, or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve instant ramen bar and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrins.com or stop by today.
Snooze, you lose out on 50% off of all items in store for Verlo Mattress's moving sale. Available only at the East Washington location and only for the month of September. Check out these once-in-a-blue-moon deals. American-made, locally crafted, Verlo.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent in Madrid for meetings with the Chinese delegation says there's a tentative agreement to keep TikTok up and running in the U.S.
The framework is for it to switch to U.S.-controlled ownership. But again, I'm not going to get ahead of the leaders' call on Friday. We have a framework. They'll have to confirm the deal.
Under federal law, TikTok's Chinese owner is supposed to sell the social network or face a ban in the U.S. That deadline has been extended. Investigators still working to determine a motive in the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Law enforcement sources familiar with the investigation tell ABC News officials say they've discovered evidence suspected shooter Tyler Robinson was tracking Kirk's events and public appearances through open source information on the internet, and have also gathered evidence showing the 22-year-old became familiar, allegedly, with Utah Valley University, including maps of the campus in the days before the attack. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed in afternoon trading. This is ABC News.